101.5 CIOI.
Yeah, kick out the jams, mofo.
Yes.
MC5. From the soundtrack of the film CBGB, which stands for Country, Blues, and Bluegrass.
Country, Bluegrass, and Blues, actually.
Well, I had the words right.
Country, Blue, Grass, BG, and BGs. Now, what does OMFUG stand for?
I've been trying to figure that one out.
It was in the movie. So hang on. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Hey, everybody. This is Mark and Simon on the Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5. Thank you once again for tuning in.
Yes. And as Mark said, we are going to play songs from the movie, the 2013 movie CBGB, starring Severus Gruber, also known as Hans Snape. Alan Rickman is who we're talking about, of course. I prefer Severus Gruber to Hans Snape. I think it sounds much more dignified.
You know, when I was posting that thing on Facebook, I completely drew a blank on the actor's name. I don't know why. It's my old age. Just happened to ran through. So
yeah. Anyway. Okay. And actually, speaking of old age, it was Mark's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Mark!
Thank you.
And I hear that you are officially old now.
So I'm told.
So people, if you live near Mark, stay off his lawn.
That's right.
Restaurants near Mark. He has a reservation standing for 4 o'clock and any tailors that know how to trim pants so that they can go up to your nipples, Mark needs your number. All right. So back to the show. So CBGB selling Alan Rickman and a whole host of other people, which we'll probably get to in a bit.
I still think the cutest casting was Rupert Grint as the lead singer from television.
Oh, no, he was not the lead singer. Rupert Grint was Cheetah Chrome from the Dead Boys.
Was he the Dead Boys?
Yeah.
He was television.
He was Cheetah Chrome from the Dead Boys. And it's funny how there's like – it seems like there's never – you can't just get one person from Harry Potter or one person from Game of Thrones in your movie. You got to have like more than one. I think it must be like a 2-for-1 package or something.
Probably.
I don't know. But yeah. So we have Ron Weasley and Professor Snape both in the movie. And a whole host of other people, like I said, which we'll talk about later. But let's play some more tunes.
Let's do that. So we start off with the MC5. I figure a nice place to be after that would be the Stooges. And this is I Want to Be Your Dog on the Soundtrack Show.
On Indie 101.5.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, Blondie and Sunday Girl from the soundtrack to CBGB, which is our topic for this evening.
So CBGB was, of course, a legendary New York music club. And it was also the name of a 2013 movie starring Alan Rickman, which was a, you know, pretty close to accurate biopic about what's his name now? Hilly
Crystal.
Hilly Crystal, yes. Not to be confused with Billy Crystal. Very different people.
Yes.
So Hilly Crystal started this club. He wanted to have music, CBGBs, and like it sort of became like in an effort to not have to play royalties, he insisted all the bands play original music.
Yes.
So it became a place for young bands to come and play their music, and he gave them a chance. He helped out a lot of bands. I just saw the movie for the first time last night in preparation. I did my homework, Mark.
So there you go. So CBGB opened in 1973.
Yep.
Closed in 2006.
Yeah, and Crystal died in 2007, unfortunately, from lung cancer. So it was over a rent dispute. He was notoriously behind in his rent, Mr. Crystal was. So, and it said at the end of the movie that over 50,000 bands played there. That seems a bit of an exaggeration, but could be. Maybe it was 5,000. It was late when I watched it. That doesn't sound right, 50,000. But it was a lot of bands, including all the bands we've heard tonight. MC5.
Yeah.
Blondie, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and tons more we're going to get to in a minute. I do want to mention a couple things, though, about – so before Blondie, we heard the Stooges.
Yes.
And the Stooges' lead singer is Iggy Pop, and Iggy Pop is still around. But the person who played him in the movie is not. So, unfortunately, Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters passed away recently. He was the person who played Iggy Pop in the CBGB movie.
He did it well. I saw this movie years ago,
mm-hmm.
shortly after it came out, and I really enjoyed it. And then, it stuck that in my head. But the music's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, notoriously, the banner for CBGB says underneath the CBGB, which we already talked about, stands for Country, Bluegrass, and Blues. There are the letters OMFUG, which stands for Other Music for Uplifting Gourmandizers. Now, I'm not sure what a gourmandizer is.
That was my next question.
But if you're a gourmandizer and you went to CBGB, you would be uplifted by the music, apparently.
Yes, and so for all those gourmandizers out there, we dedicate this song to you.
Yes.
So coming up next, we have Television and Careful on a soundtrack show with Mark and Simon.
On Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
It's so sore.
All right. That was Television, or I Don't Care by Television. And coming up, we've got
Flaming Groovies.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 105.
There you go, the Flaming Groovy, Slow Death.
Groovy, man, groovy.
A little local twist to that song is that the Flaming Groovies also did a song called Teenage Head.
Oh, yeah?
Which is where the band got its name.
Oh, that's cool.
I always thought it was from was an interesting date from a girl in Westdale, but apparently
yes, but I guess not. All yeah. Right. Well, you can believe what you want, man. Your story is maybe better. I don't know.
Could be both.
Yeah, could be both. That's true.
That was an assumption on my part.
So before the Flaming Groovies, we heard Television, not the appliance, the band.
Yes.
And they were one of the first bands to play at CBGB's, I believe. or CBGB, sorry. And their manager was a guy named Terry Ork. And he, Terry Ork, was played by John Glucky from Big Bang Theory in the movie, the 2013 movie. So,
oh, right. Yeah. That's right. He was in there.
Some other notable cast members, Stell Harris played Hilly Crystal's mother. Stell Harris recently passed away.
R.I.P. Mrs. Estelle. Barone.
Yep. She was Mrs. Costanza, yeah?
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes.
Either on sitcom.
Yeah. Wrong sitcom, yes. And also, I noticed Ryan Hurst, who you probably don't know who that is, but he played the lead biker. So in the movie, if you haven't seen it, there's a biker gang that hangs out at the club. I won't spoil anything else about it if you haven't seen it, but Ryan Hurst is also in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, right.
But before he was in Sons of Anarchy, he was in a movie called Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington.
Right. Yeah,
which was about a football team that played for one of the first high schools to be integrated in the South there. So Remember the Titans, he played one of the main characters, one of the main sort of football players on the team. And in the movie, the biker gang is called the Titans. So I don't know if that's just coincidence or I kind of doubt it. But anyway, what else? So let's play some more music. What do we got next?
One other casting choice was Michael Rapaport. He's a generally funny guy. If you listen to the Stern Show, he calls in once in a while and calls everyone names.
He's really
he's a weirdo with a hard hat.
Oh, that's not Michael Rapaport. That's Donald Logue.
Oh.
Donald Logue plays Merv with the hard hat.
Right.
Donald Logue, Vikings. I think he's in Vikings. He was in a sitcom called Grounded for Life, I think it was called, years ago. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
All right. Well, I feel embarrassed.
I'll look
now.
It up.
I completely messed
well,
up.
Well, you know, it's because I watched it last night and you watched it like decades ago. So.
Why
and you are old, so you are, you know, it's natural that you'd forget things.
Okay, Mr. February.
All right.
And
January.
Yeah,
see, you forgot that too.
I'm just going nuts. But yeah, let's rewind and we'll start over, okay?
All right. Let's play some music and then we'll come back with our facts straight.
Well, we make no promises.
All right.
But one of the biggest bands to come out of CBGB would be these guys, Talking Heads, Life During Wartime.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show,
Indy 101.5.
I'm getting used to it.
Hey, welcome back. Right before the break there, you heard Joey Ramone, and I got knocked down, but I'll get up. And so we talk about the great legendary
punk, club,
punk bar.
CBGB.
Yes,
and since this is Mark and Simon's soundtrack show, we're focusing mostly, but not exclusively, on the soundtrack from the 2013 movie called CBGB. On the phone right now, we have a special guest, a contributor to the show on a couple times.
A good friend of the show.
A good friend of the show. Let's just make sure he's here. Hold on. Hey, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So on the phone right now is Mike Treblecock from Simply Saucer, Killjoys. I'm missing one. Cemetery Spawn. Is that it? Is that right one, Mike?
Yeah, that's it.
And then Mike's also a soundtrack writer, producer, scorer, I don't know what you call
actor.
It.
Actor. He was the...
Yes, also an actor.
He held the title position in Creature from Cannibal Creek.
Well, part-time. Right. Part-time.
Yes.
I was the composer and monster.
Yes.
The componster.
And also a very convincing dead person one scene.
A few dead bodies, actually.
Yeah. So Mike has actually been to CBGB before. Mark and I have not. So we invited him on to tell us about his experience actually being in the legendary space. Mike, what do you got to share with us?
Well, like we were talking about before, the memories are not only it was, 30 years ago at this point.
Did you get puked on by Marky Ramone?
Pardon?
Did you get puked on by Marky Ramone?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That would have been interesting.
But, it's a possibility. I'm not going to rule it out.
Fair enough. Why ruin a great story with the truth?
Pardon?
Why ruin a great story with the truth?
That's right, exactly. And I'm not going to ruin a great story by saying that we played New York a few times as the Killjoys, and I also visited, outside. I was going to horror conventions and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, I was at CBGB's more than once, probably two or three times. But I know I was there on one visit in the afternoon. And it's not the most exciting time to be at CBGB. What I remember of it was a tall dog sort of near the front of the place. And I remember, it looked just how I had read about it and, had seen in pictures. And it had sort of like a barn-looking bar. The bar was all sort of covered in barn board or whatever. And it was a real rustic-looking place. The ceiling was all covered in duct tape for some reason. I'm not sure why, but there was duct tape all over the inside of the ceiling.
Wow.
And the washroom was legendary, as you might know, for its unsanitary look, I guess.
I saw a couple of years ago someone was selling a model. You could buy a model of the CBGB bathroom.
So, I have a t-shirt of it, actually.
Right on. Did you see the movie, the 2013 movie with Alan Rickman?
I did, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, how close was it? I'm not even sure. The movie might even have been filmed at the club, because it's still there, right? Like, it's a historic building, I think.
Well, it's a high-end clothing store now.
Oh, okay. So, but maybe it wasn't in 2013.
It's like the polar opposite of what CBGB would have been.
Yeah. Did it look...
Yeah, totally.
Did it look did the movie look like what you remember?
I think the movie was a bit sanitized.
Yeah,
it was more like, I don't know if you went to this ain't Hollywood, but it reminded me of that a lot.
Of course.
But obviously, way more years in it.
Right.
It was a little more of It was This Ain't Hollywood, but more.
All right. That's a great way to describe it. That yeah. I totally get that. Now the dog.
I can smell it now. Thinking about it, I can smell the place.
The dog was probably
exactly.
not the same dog that was supposed to be in the movie, Jonathan, but apparently the dog pooped on the floor a lot. Was there any dog poop on the floor when you were there?
Not that I noticed, but okay. I didn't check my shoes on the way out. But there was a dog, and it was like it seems to me it was like a German Shepherd or something.
Oh, so
not that kind of dog.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So I guess, you know, I mean, it's one of those bars that dogs were just sort of always welcome.
That's cool. I mean, yeah. I think probably the dogs were probably more well-behaved than some of the patrons from what I saw in the movie. So
and the talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What else was I going to say? We also went to an Epitaph party, which that was it's a bit of a foggy night. You know, we did some bar hopping.
What's an Epitaph party?
I was going to ask.
Epitaph is a record label.
Oh, okay.
Sort of a punk label, I think, out of L.A.
I thought it was like a wake or something.
No. Yeah, it sounds like it. No, we would play, not CMJ, what was it? New Music Weeks and things like that in New York.
Right.
And so I think we were probably playing down at like Tramps Cafe, which is like Tramps, but the smaller, you know, the adjoining smaller version of Tramps.
Right. Tramps
so we
Light.
There. And so we would also hit all the record company parties or whatever we could stand to hit. So right. we did go to that.
Why not? They're buying, right?
Yeah, so when we were playing at Trance Cafe, Oasis was playing down the street.
All right.
And, you know, so nobody was at our gig.
Oh, no.
The drummer from Big Star was the only guy there.
Oh,
which, you know, if you've got to have one guy at your gig.
May as well be him, yeah?
That's the guy to have,
yeah.
For sure. A little bit intimidating.
All right.
So, anyway, that's my memories of my foggy memories of CBGB.
Right on, man. All right. Well, what are you doing these days? Can we hear you play sometimes? I seem to recall seeing something coming up in October for the Killjoys.
October 1st, Killjoys are playing at the Horseshoe.
Right on. All right. And Simply Saucer or Cemetery Spawn, are they playing anytime soon?
There's nothing booked, but I'm sure we'll be back at it as soon as possible. There's a possibility of playing the Hamilton Film Festival after party.
Cool.
So that's still a possibility for Cemetery Spawn.
Very nice. And when's the Hamilton Film Festival happening?
It's November.
November. And yeah. As well as a lot of awesome local films, you'll be able to see some of Mike's film students' shorts featured in that film festival. So
that's right.
Check
yeah.
that out.
The camp films, yeah.
Right on. All right, Mike. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight and sharing your memories or lack thereof about CBGB. Mark, what are we going to play?
We are going to play some Dead Boys after this.
Some Dead Boys. All right. We're coming up right after this. Thanks to Mike Treblecock. And this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 105. And here's the Dead Boys from CBGB.
Caught with meat in your mouth, which is not the way to be.
Gross. We are experiencing some technical difficulties here, I believe. That's okay. We'll sort them out in a second.
There we go.
There we go.
Shout to your tire, you lost, never fast and retire. conversation is higher. But while you're performing on your leopard skin sheets, the room is all keeping the beat. If they're asleep with the meat between your cavities and a case of water on the knees, everyone knows you're a guy with a medium mile.
Dolls, Chatterbox.
Right here on Indie 101.5, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
As we're on the tail end of our salute to the late, great punk bar, CBGB.
Right on. And thanks again to Mike Treblecock for sharing his experiences in New York. And
as best as he can recollect.
As best as he can recollect at CBGB's. Before Mike's call, we were talking for a minute about the actor who played Merv Ferguson. So Merv Ferguson was Hilly Crystal's partner, and he was the bartender, I think, a lot of the time. And Merv always wore a hard hat. Nobody knows why.
That was the caption at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Maybe somebody knows why, but it wasn't in the movie. Anyway, Merv was played by Donald Logue, not Michael Rapaport, Mark.
Okay. I'm bad. My bad.
All right, no problem.
I thought we were going to go back and edit that out anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can't do that anymore because we're doing it live now.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I can edit it for the Mixcloud version if
really
you want.
It really doesn't matter.
Anyway, Donald Logue, there was a show way back in the day called Grounded for Life. I was right about that. I wasn't sure. He was in Vikings. He was also in Sons of Anarchy. The thing I couldn't remember that I'd seen him in, he is Harvey Bullock in the Gotham TV series, with Jim Gordon as the main character.
Harvey evidently lost some weight.
Well, I think Donald gained some weight. Okay. for the it's sort of a happy medium there.
Because Harvey was always a tubby guy.
Yeah, in the comics.
Yes.
Anyway, so And he's in a bunch of other things, too. Actually, I really like Donald Logue. He's a good actor. He's very versatile. Anyway, he was in Blade, apparently. I don't remember him in Blade. But anyway, thank you, IMDb. Thank you, Mike Treblecock, once more. What else we got there? What did we just hear? Let's go with that.
We just heard New York Dolls with Chatterbox.
Right.
And coming up next, we've last, I think, one off the actual soundtrack. They'll move play a couple of songs from noted
bands that played there but weren't on the soundtrack. Yeah,
that's right. So this is Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Say that five times fast.
No thanks.
Blank Generation.
All right. Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, it's CBGB Night, and this is Indie 101.5.
Hey, Simon, you know, you don't need to put on the red light.
What if I want to put on the red light? In fact, there's actually tons of red lights on the board here in front of me.
I think he's talking about a different light.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if I turn these red lights off, nobody will be able to hear us.
That's true.
All right.
The paradox of radio.
Yes. That was The Police, the band The Police, not the actual police.
No.
With Sting as the lead singer.
Yes.
Mr. Sting, I think you're supposed to call him.
Or Sumner. And,
oh, yeah. What? Yeah, that's or Gordon, Mr. Sumner.
Gordon Sumner.
I always thought, like, Gordon Shumway. That was Alf, right?
That was
I always
Alf.
Thought, like, that kind of. I always get those ones mixed up. Sting or Alf? I don't know. In case you're wondering who these two morons on the radio are, this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. This is Indie 101.5, and we are talking CBGB tonight, both the movie and the now defunct famous rock and roll punk rock bar in New York.
You know the acts of this place spawned. The Ramones, The Police.
Talking Heads.
Blondie, Iggy Pop.
Patti Smith.
Yeah.
Well, I think Iggy Pop was already... The Stooges were already established, but they did play there. They did kind of like... They did
they would play have been there early for sure. On.
Lou Reed hung out there. I don't know if he ever played there. And just, we're probably just scratching the surface. I mean,
yeah.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know a lot about very much. And CBGBs is something I know only a little about.
We were born in the wrong time and in the wrong country, apparently.
Well, yes. Anyway, all those bands got their start there. It was a great place. It's a real shame that it's no longer in existence. Because it would be great to go and check it out, even if it was just to sort of stand in the room, even if there was nobody playing at the time, just to be in that room. I know.
Would have made a cool museum.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to visit Sun Records in Memphis, and you know there's a spot where because they have so many photographs of like Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. There's actually like a place you can stand. There's two footprints and there's a microphone and it's like for sure exactly where Elvis stood. Like he stood right there and that's the microphone he used. So you can stand right there and
sing That's All Right, Mama.
Yeah, you can sing whatever you want, actually, if you want to embarrass yourself. But like, you know, it'd be cool to do the similar thing for CBGB, you know. Maybe they could even find some
yak in the toilet, like Debbie Harry might have.
Yeah, exactly, right. Or you know, do something disgusting in the bathroom with a consenting fellow adult.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. All right, so we're almost done.
We're almost done.
Thanks for tuning in this evening, and thanks again to Mike Treblecock for calling in and sharing his experiences in New York at CBGB's with us. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah. What are we doing next week?
Well, next week. So if you listen every week, which I hope some of you do, you'll have noticed that I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. So I was on holiday. So next week I'm going to bring in the audio version of Holiday Slides. We're going to talk about things that I did on my vacation and how they relate to the movies, which isn't that much of a stretch because I visited Hollywood. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's true.
All right. So what are we going to finish off with tonight, Mark?
We're going to finish off with the Ramones, a little of rock course. And roll high school.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening. This is has been Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Have a great week and be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.